Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Karoy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Karoy King.
I got a scripture last night, and of course, this morning when I opened the Bible to read the scripture that I got last night, well, I got another one. So I figured, okay, Lord, am I doing both or am I doing one? So anyway, I'm going to give you the scripture I got this morning while I was preparing. God is so good. I got Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 8. Yes, I'm going to read through it fast, but I would encourage you to read the whole of Deuteronomy 28 because we get to know what's it for us when we are obedient to God. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 8. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments, I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd and the lambs of your stock, your baskets and your kindling too will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Isn't that fabulous? Whew. It doesn't matter where you are, you will be blessed. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you one way, but flee from you seven ways. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land he is giving you. Well, it goes on and on and on. There are so many blessings. What's the point for today? God is good. Everything we are doing is just not in vain. Right now, by being on this call, you are diligently seeking him. And he said, those who diligently seek me, I'll give them the bare heart desires. He said, that's wonderful. When we actively seek the Lord, he rewards us. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And also, he's clear that if you are obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Many of us have asked God for direction, or he has even given you something to do. But there is a reward when you're obedient. And also, there has to be a quickness of implementation. Sometimes we sit on the instruction until the grace wears off. When God gives an instruction, everything hears. The substance and non-substance, the weather and every element around you. So take advantage of that time when you get an instruction, because the grace is sufficient during that time. You can run and every door will be open. Even the weather will hear that God has just given you an instruction and it will stop raining or it will continue raining depending on what you need, you know. So be courageous. Step out in faith depending on the instructions you've received. God always gives us something to do. It's very rare for him not to tell you, for you to get an instruction and it has nothing, no action to be taken. There is usually an action that is given to you. So run and take it. Remember the guy who was seated by the river for 38 years, you know, waiting for someone to put them in the water when the angel steered the water? Imagine that instruction. Whosoever first steps in gets the healing. So if you come as number two, the anointing in the water will be gone. You have to be the one to first step in. And the guy was crippled. You know, you would be like, wouldn't there be someone to actually carry him into the water? Nope. He had to find his way into the water to get healed. Otherwise, you sit on the sideline for 38 years. God forbid. God has given us this instruction. Speediness of implementation is very crucial. You don't have to know the how. Every time I ask God, how will that be done? He reminds me of the scripture where he says, you don't know how the bones grow in a mother's womb for a baby. I'm like, of course I don't know that. Yes, then what's your problem? The how is not your part. Your part is to walk out in faith, do what you can with what you've got, and I'll open the doors as you walk. What I'm saying today is be obedient as God instructs.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.